This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. This episode is a best wishes debate. I will present my guests with two wishes connected by a theme, and they will debate which one you should take if presented with both. Previously, we had, would you rather have all your trash magically disappear or never need to go to the washroom again? You chose to say goodbye to the toilet over the trash can. Final results, 66% for no washroom on both Twitter and Facebook. This week we're talking food. We asked, would you rather never get hungry and can't starve, or never have any food taste less than delicious? I'm joined by Shohanna Sharman and Trevor Campbell to bite into this juicy topic. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Shohanna Sharman.
Hello.
And Trevor Campbell.
Hi.
So we have two different wishes themed around the same idea, and we are going to have them debate over which one they think is better. So this one's based around food. The scenario number A is you never get hungry and cannot starve, or B, nothing ever tastes less than delicious. Would you guys please state which one you are in favor of?
I am in favor of never getting hungry and not starving.
The idea of never being hungry to me is offensive on a personal level. So I am B, nothing ever tastes less than delicious.
Okay. Let's get some debate going. Why did you pick yours?
I am someone who often forgets to eat and because I just like get into work mode and I just forget meals, and then 6 hours pass by and suddenly my stomach hurts. And so the idea of just, it, you know, not having my stomach hurt and just kind of being like, oh, right, I'm ready to eat now, is great.
I guess, too, if you can't starve, then you're not doing long-term damage to your permanent health as a result of this behavior that you already have.
That, too. Yeah. I know it sounds very small potatoes, but it does make a difference.
No, I definitely say that. I imagine it's also, like, if you're not remembering to eat because you're getting distracted with work, it's probably because you feel eating would disrupt your flow, right?
Yes. I am very much an in-the-zone kind of person, so... once I'm there, I just forget anything else exists.
Okay. Trevor, what about you?
Well, I am your grandparent who lives in a Florida retirement home, because I eat every day at 8 a.m., 12:30, and 6. I look forward to this time. Sometimes I can't even quite make it to one of those times. So it's not a problem. When people are like, oh my God, I don't remember the last time I've eaten. I eat, and then I'm like, how long do I have to wait until I can sort of like, in a socially acceptable way, eat again? So that's not a problem. Also, the worst feeling is when someone shows you some kind of delicious food, like cake or something, and you're like, you know what? I can't eat this. Like, I'm too full. What torture. And that would be your entire life.
Well, I guess I didn't say for Joanna that you can't eat. You just don't get hungry, so you wouldn't have to eat. I guess you still could.
I'll still eat. I'm still allowed to eat, guys. We did not let's clarify.
Okay. Yeah,
I can eat. I just don't get hungry. I just eat when I have time.
Yeah, but some of the food you're going to eat is going to be like, whereas in Camp B, everything is perfectly delicious,
which means nothing is ever going to be special. Every meal will just be fine because every meal is delicious. So nothing is special. So you can't tell the difference between mashed potatoes and quinoa.
Well, if they're all delicious in different ways, they're still delicious.
They're still distinct. And are you shaming me for – you're punishing me for being a glutton. And I see you and I respect that. With that being said, the other thing too, if everything is that delicious, I'm – like, one of the saving graces is you eat something and you're like, that was fine, but it's easy to stop. Maybe I'm just going to go whole hog all the time.
I guess, yeah. So if you have this power, Trevor, and anything you did try to eat would be delicious, do you think you would use that in the health way or in the cheap way? Like, would you buy cheap food because you know it was going to taste like gourmet food anyway? Or would you buy healthy food because you knew it would still taste like junk food? Like, it'd be just as good as eating junk food.
No, you know, and this is easy for me because I was raised Catholic, so I'm conditioned to like suffering and punishment, like self-inflicted. So like a super like healthy food, I would still be 100% here for. It then goes with like my eating time. So I want to optimistically say I could control myself and be responsible.
But you might not. Yeah. If everything tastes delicious, it might be hard to... keep track of your actual volume of intake, because if everything's good.
Yeah. And if I could find the sweet spot with things that are healthy and cheap.
Yeah.
Because everything tastes incredible.
I mean, celery would be huge, right? Because they say like you can eat as much celery as you want because it's basically calorie neutral. It's mostly water. But if it's delicious.
There's no nutrients. So maybe I'm just walking around with like a bag of raw celery, and like maybe there's... I don't know. We got some wheat germ in there, maybe some like lukewarm quinoa. And
I feel
that's
like
my
people are making faces at you because you're going to be going like, oh, so good. Oh, delicious.
And
while
just
you're munching down
stinking.
On that soggy celery.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be dating much.
You won't want to go to like the nice fancy restaurant. Yeah. Because you'll be like, I mean, anything's good.
I know. Those chumps. Look at this garbage can full of delights.
Does the financial benefit appeal to you at all, Johanna, the not having to eat? Or do you think you still would eat a lot?
I think I would still eat. I just, you know, when you skip lunch and then you get up at 3 p.m. and literally your stomach is making loud noises and hurting, like, I would like to avoid that feeling before eating. That's all I'm saying.
This seems to happen to you so much that this is enough.
It really happens way more than it should. It really, like, really does. It's funny because, as Trevor was saying, like, he eats on a routine. That was me pre-pandemic, because I used to go to an office every day. So I would wake up in the morning, you know, eat my breakfast at 7:30 before leaving for work, have lunch at work at noon, and then come home and eat dinner at 7. That was my life. But since moving to remote, now, like, so often I just work through lunch because things are going on and there's no separation between work and home anymore. Right. Or sometimes over my lunch hour, if I'm not working, I'll go for a walk and then I'll come back and I'll be starving. So it's just like, I don't have that routine anymore. And so I forget to feed myself like a child. And then I'm in pain. Like, literally, it hurts.
Oh, no.
And I just don't want that feeling.
I mean, this is nothing to do with the wish. I think you need a bowl of almonds at your desk or something.
No, seriously.
I have started just keeping apples nearby.
Good. Yeah. I think that's a strong step.
Like, sew a Clif Bar into your sleeve lining or something for emergencies. Whereas I'm someone, I think
so
I'm
come out, yeah.
That's right.
I just thought of stuffing almonds into my bra. That's where my mind went.
Yeah. The other day I was talking to a friend, and she, to demonstrate how much she kept in her bra, was just pulling things out. And I think if that's something you're comfortable with, you're set. Just load them up.
Oh, we can stuff a lot in there. So definitely.
I mean, maybe I could get like a little sports bra, and instead of my bag full of lukewarm quinoa that I carry around, what if I just had it like tight against my body? Like, fill the I just gross myself out. I'll say it anyway, to fill a bra with lukewarm quinoa and then eat it as I walk.
It does seem like it would have some texture issues and just kind of.
Is anyone else turned on? Be honest.
I just feel like the Ziploc would definitely burst.
Yeah.
It's then how do you explain that?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Trevor, you seem to be leaking quinoa from your armpits.
How dare you? Sick. What about you, Maddox? Which one would you choose?
Ooh, I am more tempted, I think, by the never get hungry.
Yes,
man.
But it is very on the line for me, because
welcome to the dark side.
Listen, y'all just need day nurses who regulate your food.
You're not wrong. I really do. I need someone.
I a lot of the time I end up eating just to like mark my day, because I know I will get hungry if I don't eat. And it can become this whole thing of like, well, I can't do that now because I'm going to need to eat at some point, and this will take too long, and just like fitting and the cooking time and all this thing. Like, keeping track of food can be a lot, I find. Especially if you ever work like one of those shifts where they like bring you out into the middle of nowhere, and so like there's no food around. And so like they give you a lunch break and you spend your whole break trying to find somewhere you can eat.
Oh, God.
Right?
Wait, what job are we talking about where they cart you out to an undisclosed location?
I've done like staffing jobs, like brand ambassador stuff or like event staff.
Yes.
And like,
yes.
Sometimes like, and you can take a half hour break at this time, but there's nowhere to get food, and we don't have any, like there's no good break room to prepare food or like even a microwave. So it's like, okay, I can't find anything. I
You're like, how many Twix do I have to eat to feel full?
I was at like an event, and I tried to, like, they said there'd be food there. What they meant was like a food truck, and it took me a half hour, my whole break, standing in line to get to the front of the line to get my food, and then I didn't get to eat it.
Like, nightmare. Yeah, I can relate to that too, because like, also we recorded this at 6, and so I, you know, very rude, because that's my dinner time, but you know, I played ball.
I didn't know it was so hard scheduled. I didn't know.
Can you imagine?
Key,
I'm just like
your life.
Slurping soup during the whole recording. Sorry. No, but I was like, okay, Campbell, do you eat before or do you eat after? And the idea of having the food shakes, because I get the food shakes, I was like, I can't risk it. I got to be in my A game. So I ate immediately prior to speaking to you.
Because, yeah, you know your food's going to affect your mood and your focus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if we could just regulate hunger to where hunger wasn't a thing, you wouldn't get the food shakes.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a very good point.
I think especially for me, I don't know how everyone else functions on the weekends. I really just become like a bag of bones on the weekends. I feel like I just have like no routine. And so I'll wake up and I'll have like, I'll make a huge breakfast at 10 a.m. and then I just will go about my day and it'll be like 7 p.m. at night and I'll be like, oh man, my stomach hurts. What's going on? Oh, I forgot to eat today.
I don't know
the
what
alternative
you're talking about.
How Trevor does appeal to me is that I am also a very picky eater when I do eat, which means I eat a lot of food that I know is bad for me. So again, if I could just munch celery all the time and it would all taste great, then I could finally have healthy food in my life, I guess.
It'd be
I
perfect.
Guess my question with that is like, even just the sound of celery is repulsive to me. So I just...
What, like chewing it or the word?
Celery is like the one vegetable that I never buy and never eat because it just, I don't know. I associate it with just like, I mean, chewing. The word I was going to say is mastication because that reminds me of cows. And that's what I associate with celeries where they just like chew so much. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah, it's a
good I'm just thinking like with Wish B, like, would you, if you knew a food was not tasty, but with this wish, it would have to be tasty. Like, would your brain override what you know about the food?
I think magic is stronger than my brain.
Okay, fine.
I think delicious does not imply texture. I think that's where you might run into trouble, right?
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Which is why I actually like the idea of celery, because celery has a great crisp crunch to it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know you don't like it, but
it just
you know,
barfed a little.
There's a reason they use it for the sound of breaking bones in like Foley and sound effects.
They do?
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh no, you've just ruined celery.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like the go-to Foley artist thing for like people getting like bones broken or like people like anything that's like a good graphic crunch.
Whoa.
It's normally just people holding celery up to a mic and cracking at the right moment.
That's
because
really
it's kind of wet and fibrous.
Fibrous, and it's got that perfect little crunch. So like I would love
and
if
that's
that
what's going
like
on the box.
Chocolate bars.
Wet, fibrous with that perfect little crunch. Celery.
Celery.
Paid for by the Celery Board of Ontario. Yeah, that's gross.
But yeah, like I mean, oatmeal would still be mushy mush that like
Yeah,
it tastes great. It's like,
so that's
okay.
I'm like, if you can't remove texture, how delicious can a food be? I guess like I'm a big texture person. Like I don't eat a lot of foods because like the texture's off.
Right.
So
but you could
I feel
focus,
like that's why I couldn't go for Wish B.
You could focus
okay, well,
purely
then,
on texture.
Let me hit you here. And this is also because I'm trying to rethink my broth full of quinoa idea, which obviously has limitations. You blend everything. So it's just smoothie town. And they taste delicious no matter what. So you just put in the cheapest stuff, like, you know, chicken offcuts and, I don't know, wet beans.
I hate to interrupt. I hate to interrupt, but I'm just going to flag again. We're back in cult territory. Like, we're strongly back in cult territory with this
Soylent Green. Listen, but with that sweet, tangy taste, are you going to be complaining?
I don't think you realize what you're going to look like to the rest of the world as you go through this chicken offcut slurry.
You know what it's going to be? You know, those like,
out of the street going, so good. You want a taste?
But also, when you say nothing is not delicious, like everything still has its own individual taste. So a chicken smoothie is still a fucking chicken smoothie.
You've got a
point.
Think
about what you're saying.
This is true.
It's like the nicest chicken smoothie you could possibly imagine.
It's still a fucking chicken smoothie.
Okay, so correct. So okay, so back up. Maybe we're doing fresh fruits and other, you know, a good B vitamin or something. But I get one of those hats that has straws coming out of it and straight into my mouth. And then just the feed bag just kind of empties out.
Okay.
You have
so
turned yourself into
now,
cattle.
So we have now entered a universe where you started with every food in the world tastes delicious and I want it all. And now you have narrowed it down to I eat fruit smoothies out of a horse feed back in my hat. Like, that's the journey we've been on.
I'm going to just stress this for the audience. You don't have to do it Trevor's way. This wish has so much potential.
You don't have to be yourself, people.
I just think you're really focusing on like the transportation of food rather than the enjoyment of food.
Well, I want to keep moving. If food is this great, I don't want to be sitting in my home alone.
But then you're not even enjoying the food. You're just always on the run.
Why am I running? What if I'm just strolling, waving to, you know, then my neighborhood folk as I slurp chicken off cuts?
Stop doing the chicken slurry. No one likes the chicken slurry.
Wet beans? Are we back to wet beans?
Sure. Wet beans are still better than a chicken slurry in a cup.
Between a rock and a hard place, I guess.
I mean, just, okay. I just like delicious things, guys.
Nothing you've described sounds delicious so far. I think you've done a very bad job of selling.
I think your case is strong. Okay. You have not done a good job of selling it.
Yeah, these are bad examples. These are terrible examples.
Yeah, give me an hour. For your dedication. all right. I think let's get ready to throw it out to the audience. Let's do some final arguments. So if you're trying to convince the audience that your side is the best side, what are your final remarks to convince them? Johanna, I'll have you go first.
Listen, we all have those days where, you know, life just comes at you and you feel out of control and you don't know what's going on. And by the time you know what's going on, you are starving and your stomach hurts. And no one wants that. We're too old for that. We don't need that. So let's all just create a system where we never get hungry. And so, also, I forgot to say this earlier. If you never get hungry, then when you are eating, you're eating solely for enjoyment, which is fantastic. Like, that is what food should be. It should be nourishing, obviously. But, like, you're actually just eating food, appreciating food more because, like, for the taste, for the enjoyment of it. Then it's like a social experience, unlike eating a smoothie out of a feed bag. So I just... Not to undercut anyone else's argument, which, although I totally did.
That was a direct personal attack, clearly.
She tries to hurt me with my own words.
But if you never get hungry, then you actually, like, enjoy the experience of eating more, almost. Because you're not shoving food into your mouth to be like, oh my God, I need to feed myself because my body's hurting. You're actually like, oh no, let me make myself a nice meal. And then I'm going to watch something on Netflix and, you know, have this chill evening. Like, that's the dream.
Ooh, I like that. I like the idea of putting like all my food preparation into a single meal, right? Like,
yeah.
So worth it. All right, there, Trevor, final arguments from you.
According to a 2021 Gallup poll, 80% of people would choose delicious food over sex. Therefore, delicious food is something people... That's not a Gallup poll. I just made that up.
I couldn't believe that. You thought I'd Googled really quickly?
No,
delicious, I thought you'd pull that out of your butt.
Delicious. The pleasure derived from delicious food is incomparable to anything else. Therefore, if every food could be delicious, think of the quality of living that you would be entitled to. There would be no cost barriers because any old cheap sludge, as I've said several times, would be delicious to you. So there's something you can enjoy. Certainly it would create new opportunities for travel because you just have your feed bag.
Yes. Stop walking through the feed bag with my feed bag. Feedback. That is the dream.
Hey, girl, what you got in your feed bag? That'd be something we'd say to each other. So in conclusion, listen, I like food. Food is delicious. I recognize this comes with the caveat that you do have to learn to feed yourself before you starve. Are you up to the challenge?
Trevor thinking so little of us. Okay. So now it's up to you, audience.
I felt that judgment in my bones.
I'm throwing it back.
Okay. So, audience, what would you vote for? Would you prefer never get hungry, can't starve, or nothing ever tastes less than delicious? We want to hear what you vote for, and let us know if there's any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down.
Feedback.
Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter @BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com,
Join the Break a Wish discussion group on Facebook. And you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Shohana Sharman, check out Finders Grievers, a happy-ish podcast about grief and different guests' experiences with grief. For more Trevor Campbell, check out You Made Me Queer, an accusatory podcast about asking queer guests who or what made them queer. Both are available on the Sonar Podcast Network. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.